Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. I'm playing for you a little music that I don't think has anything to do with our topic today, but it's just a song I like. It's Nick Drake, One of These Things First. Okay, I guess I'll close out Nick Drake for now and say, hello, here we are, another Sunday. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your support and your love and the inspiration you give me. I know you may not know it, but you do. Simply by being here with me, by being a part of what I feel like is a web of people who care deeply, who, you know, want to talk about what matters, who think it matters to be a human being on this planet and how we treat other people and how we are with ourselves and that we make the most of what we have at the best we can and that we do the best we have with what we've got kind of thing. And I really appreciate you. Today, I wanted to talk about something. I'm waving right now to the folks who are in my coaching group, Ali Oxen Free. You guys will know this right away because I'm following up on the theme that we had in our group coaching because it's really been living with me, and I want to explore it just a little bit more, and I also want to share it with other people because it seems to me like something that we really need in the world right now, which is really listening to one another and doing the best we can to connect. And I mean, really connect, you know, not in a distracted way, not in a I hear you way, but a true, really heart to heart, I guess. I'm trying to think of some other ways to put it, but I think it has to do with being truly present and understanding what the other person is asking, understanding what we're asking for when we're with somebody else, that kind of thing. And I'm going to start with a poem. And again, thanks for your patience as you listen to this, my lovely coaching group. But this is the poem I read the other night in our coaching group, How to Listen by James Cruz. Listening is a form of worship, but you don't have to kneel on the floor with folded hands or mouth the perfect prayer. Just to open the door of yourself to another. Become the space they step through to show you who they are. This is holiness. Two people seated together on the pew of a park bench, at the altar of a kitchen table. Even if no one says a word for a while, receive the silence until it's like a new language. Only the two of you can speak. And again, that's by James Cruz. I just think this is so beautiful, the way that he is elevating the, you know, the art form of listening to being together, to hearing each other. And what I wanted to talk to you about is something that I'm calling hold the door. That was just a phrase that came to me, as in, I realized that I have been sometimes in my life impatient with people when they're wanting to connect and I'm not quite getting it. And the hold the door was a reminder to myself to just stand and, you know, metaphorically, right, hold the door open for people when there's some way that they want to connect and maybe I'm not quite understanding, or maybe it's not quite my cup of tea, or maybe, I don't know, there's a lot of different forms of it, but I like the metaphor of holding the door for someone in the way of, like, you know, take your time on this path that you're on. And I want to give a huge nod to Dr. John and Julie Gottman, doctors John and Julie Gottman, who have coined this concept, bids for connection. And I've been thinking a lot about that. So I'm just going to read you a little thing that I found that they said. Bids are the small, often subtle ways we reach for one another throughout the day. a comment, a question, a story, a sigh, a look, or a moment of vulnerability. At their heart, bids are quiet asks that say, "Are you there with me?" The Gottman's research shows that strong, resilient relationships are built not on grand gestures, but on how consistently we notice and respond to these everyday reaches. And that's why I came up with that phrase, holding the door, because it's a way of responding to one of those bids for connection. It kind of means like, go ahead without rushing. I don't have to fix anything. I don't have to interrupt. I can simply make space for this other person. And I think that the Gottmans mostly dealt with romantic relationships, although I'm not sure about that. But when I'm looking at this in my own life, and I invite you to look, I'm looking more at just in general people that we love. So keeping the moment open long enough for the people we love to explore and to let whatever they want to say or what they mean to land for them. And so I'm just going to give you a few questions that I'm not going to give you time right now to journal, but they could be journaling questions. This is what we did in our coaching group. And for me, they really brought up a lot of interesting food for thought. So for instance, thinking about a recent time when you made a bid for connection, that maybe you made a comment or a question or a story, and how was that received? Was it answered? Was it not answered? And either way, how did that feel for you? If it was answered or if it wasn't? And in what ways do you tend to make these kinds of bids for connection? Do you think you do it directly? Do you think you do it indirectly? Do you feel as if your bids are seen or unseen? And then what happens? How does that affect wanting to reach out again or try to connect again? And then also think about a time when somebody reached out to you and maybe they were making a bid for connection. Maybe it was, tentative or imperfect. Did you feel like you were able to, quote unquote, hold the door open? And maybe there's some kinds of bids that are harder to stay present with. For instance, I know someone in our group said, if someone is going through extreme like physical pain and they are describing it, they want to talk about their pain, that can be really uncomfortable. Or I had suggested that I think grief is a place where that is another place where it can be uncomfortable to hold the door open when someone is finding their way through grief. It can often be very difficult for us to connect on that if we're not able to hold that space for them. And also to think about who does it feel safe with in your life to be able to, just use this phrase that came to me, like bumble around. Like sometimes I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I want to connect. I want someone to hear me, but I'm not quite sure. So I'm sort of bumbling. It's like I'm in the dark, looking for the light switch. And I think sometimes this can even apply to ourselves that, maybe when am I unavailable to myself? When there's a desire to explore something or to connect, but I just don't want to go there. So those are just a few examples. I'm going to play a little bit more music. So sometimes what happens when I play a little more music, life kind of brings in a next thought. I like that when I was listening, they just said steady as a rock. And then he said it could be here and now. And that reminded me that I think one of the biggest things that when I was thinking about this in terms of my own ability to, quote unquote, accept bids that people make, that if I'm too busy, if I'm running around, if I'm really distracted, if I don't have enough spaciousness in my life, I think that what happens is I can be impatient with people, even though I really don't want to be that way. But I see that, you know, that it's like if I have too many things piled up in one day, that it makes it harder for me to really be present, to allow that holding of the door for someone and not, you know, hopefully I don't express it out loud, although probably I have, I'm sure I have, but even so, it doesn't feel good to have that rushed feeling, right? I liked it in the James Cruz poem where he talked about two people seated together on the pew of a park bench. Even if no one says a word for a while, receive the silence until it's like a new language only the two of you can speak. I just think that's so beautiful and so spacious, right? So that's what I've been musing about and what I wanted to throw out to today. I think I'm going to close. I feel like that's a good place to end with that little line from James Cruz's poem, back to the beauty of poetry, which in itself is a spacious form. And just maybe leave you with that first line of his poem, listening is a form of worship. How can we listen to each other with such patience and care and hold the door open? And how can we do that for ourselves as well? Thank you. I really appreciate you being here today, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, evening, on Sunday, or maybe sometime later in the week. And I just appreciate you listening and being able to share some thoughts with you. I love you. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.